Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
How are y'all feeling?
Good.
My sinuses are still out. My voice is still gone, kind of. And it's right now. Today is Friday. It's 4 days after, or 5 days
it's
after Friday? The last day.
No, it's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. I knew that.
Buddy, yesterday I thought it was Thursday. And I
That's
thought today
crazy.
Was
okay.
Friday.
Today is Thursday then. Yeah. It's been 4 days since our last day of Coachella.
I have been like just expelling mucus. I feel like it's just shedding from all like the dirt and the dust and everything that was just like around us.
It's crazy because this has been my like, pretty much soberest Coachella, like I would say cleanest Coachella.
Yeah.
Today, I feel the worst. It's been the worst hangover.
Ugh.
Like I think my body, just the drying, I think it just really hit me this time around. I don't know why. It was really dry. And then.
It's wild how people are going back.
I know.
And running it back. But granted, if someone told me like house and there was a jet and everything. And I could just be rolled into the festival.
Literally, like, just fucking wheeled into the... I would say, you know what?
Run it back. I kind of would.
But I would be... I would stay sober. I would watch a few shows. And then I would leave. Yeah. I would not... I would just not do it all over again like that. No way.
Pace myself a little better. But we got so much to go into. So much to recap.
Yes. It's going to be fun. But let's go through the intro let's do it. It's Kavital, baby! Festival edition! Coachella edition! We're gonna be getting crazy. We're gonna be getting hot. We're gonna be getting talkative. Hi, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are hungover. We are dry.
We're
out.
Recovering.
We are recovering.
There exactly. Speak for yourself, baby. We feeling good over here.
Before we continue this episode is sponsored by the best energy drink in the entire world. Accelerator.
That's right, baby. You know we drink Accelerator at all hours of the day, whether we're getting ready to start a podcast, we're getting ready to go out and hang out with friends, or we need a little afternoon pick-me-up. Get that energy jumping, baby.
Guys, these cans are packed with flavor, packed with caffeine, packed with energy, and they boost metabolism. They even have studies that prove that every can, you actually lose calories. Or burn calories, what I mean. It's pretty insane.
And all that with only 5 calories in each can with zero sugar. I don't know how they get the flavor profiles, but this orange... it's so good. It tastes like a dreamsicle. It's my new favorite flavor. You have to try it.
We're actually drinking our favorite flavor, orange ice pop. You can get it in the link in the description box below. It's an Amazon link. Make sure to go get it. Get you a pack. Get you a pack of orange ice pop. Get you a pack of every flavor. Honestly, every flavor is amazing, and it's all we drink. And that's why it's the main sponsor of our podcast episodes, baby.
That's right. Accelerator, we love you so much. Thank you for the sustained energy and focus.
We love you too much. That's it. Yeah, 2 years sober. I'm sure you feel fine and dandy.
How y'all doing? No, I was talking to Mariah about it. Like, I hate, like, people assume that you're, like, recovering from Coachella. And, like, people will ask me, like, oh, how you feeling? Like, what, like, and I feel like such a, like, pick me. Like, I don't want to be, like, annoying and be like, oh, I was sober. So I'm, like, I'm fine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel uncomfortable saying that. Like, it's just, like, kind of.
You could, like, just say, I survived.
Okay.
I know. Yeah.
When you're at Coachella, you're not drinking.
Uh-huh.
What's your go-to then drink that you're
Diet
ordering?
Coke, baby.
They have Diet Coke. Obviously, they have Diet Coke. I feel like that's a staple. Do they do it on
they
ice?
Coke Zeros. Coke Zero Sugars. So I was doing those. I was doing a lot of the mocktails from that one tent. Do you remember that one that was like kind of orangish red? It was like on the corner right
there.
Once you
it was
go
a
past.
Bar. That was straight mocktails. It was really cool. They had canned drinks. They had, right?
Yeah,
was it all canned or
regular? Oh, it was by Remy's Sweet Fin Station.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
They had canned ones ready to drink. And then they had ones where they would make it for you. It was like all sorts of different mocktails.
Question on a few of those. Mocktails. Because I heard this on a podcast recently and I thought it was interesting. Do you call it a Shirley Temple or a kitty cocktail?
When it comes to what?
Shirley Temple.
But you know what a kitty cocktail is?
No.
Oh, okay. So I learned in the Midwest, they will call Shirley Temples a kitty cocktail.
Oh, is it like a virgin.
Right, but a kitty cocktail is a Shirley Temple, but some people just call it a kitty cocktail in certain regions. Like I realized when I was a kid and when I would go to Indianapolis and I go to my grandpa's country club, the Shirley Temples were called a kitty cocktail, but in Texas we called them a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, it was always a Shirley Temple.
It's a regional thing.
You know what?
Thing.
It is a kitty cocktail.
It is.
Yeah.
But then again, aren't all mocktails a kitty cocktail?
Yeah.
But I think the kitty cocktail really is just a Shirley Temple.
Exactly.
Got it.
But it's your first year having like a sober, like pretty much bar, like a mocktail bar, right?
Yeah, that was the first time I saw like a mocktail bar. They didn't have anything like that last year.
No, I don't remember seeing one.
Do they add anything in it that makes it taste like alcohol?
They do like bitters and like different like
florals,
type of,
I would say.
Yeah, very botanical. Like it just tastes like kind of like flowers, like almost the essence of like a gin. Or a
just a little bit of a
type.
Bite.
It
tastes like grass.
Yeah, they're not the best tasting, but it makes you like it gives me that I'm sipping on something.
Yeah,
slowly
and refreshing.
Yeah, you're drinking and you're like,
yes.
It gives you the like the ritual, I guess, of having a cocktail.
Have you had non-alcoholic wine yet?
I've had non-alcoholic wine and beer. I'm not like crazy about it.
The non-alcoholic wines sometimes are very impressive.
I mean, just drinking grape juice.
Patricia had some brandy with one, and I was like, damn. Like, you're telling me there's... I felt like I was getting flushed by having a bit of this rosé.
There's a couple really good non-alcoholic like bottles. Like, Gia is... that is, like, I think the best tasting one.
I like the brandy. Oh, I've definitely seen that word before.
They're beautiful. They have cans, too. I think those are, like, my favorite, like, tasting ones. But then there's other ones that are, you know, a little bit more bitter to give you that feeling.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're good.
My favorite non-alcoholic wine is Welch's.
Ooh, okay.
Concord grape.
Yeah,
great.
I'll drink that. I'll drink that in a wine cup. When I was little.
New Year's.
No, Zane, I love cranberry juice.
Oh my
in
god,
in a wine glass.
But drinking now, man, that shit is a sugar.
Yes.
Oh my
you can
god,
feel it on your teeth after.
Yeah, but now when I drink it, I'll fill it up with like half water, half Concord, and it's still.
You guys used to do the frozen block of it, right? That you would put in a pitcher.
Yeah.
My family, every time we would go to the grocery store, we would get that roll, that frozen
little
thing.
It would be like a soup dispenser kind of thing.
You peel the top off of it and just plop it down into a pitcher and you just fill it up with water and that was it.
It's a party.
Ooh.
Set.
Those were good.
Made me feel like an adult.
Those hit.
Okay, so let's run it to Coachella.
Yes.
Y'all, just the guest stuff, seeing it from afar. So many questions. You guys get to your jet, right?
Yes.
Guest
it's,
jet. It,
but it's like every year it's different. Like this year was like a normal.
A different company. So it's private, but it's like a semi-private.
It's like a commercial airliner.
It's like a jet suite X.
It's like jet suite X.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like you're in the proper seats. You're not like facing each other. You're not like taking a shower in the back.
The company name though, it's called Million Air. And I was like, damn, that's
very, very smart.
That's good.
That's crazy. Wait, I feel like I know someone. We'll talk about
that. I know a millionaire.
No, I'm familiar with that airline. I think
it's just a really cool name.
Founded it.
Oh, no way.
Oh, wow.
We'll talk after. I don't want to get it wrong.
But did you see this year, JetSuite X actually did something where they flew people to Coachella. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, they did a whole thing.
It's about time.
I'm surprised. Like they should do that every year.
But did you guys know who was going to be on your flight before, or do you arrive and see, is everyone who's staying in guests all on the same flight, or are there multiple guest jets?
There's two flights out. And you don't know who's gonna be there. It's like camp, but you don't see the same people every year. It's like
it's
different
like
every year.
You see who made the cut.
Yeah,
like when you show up.
I saw Ricky T. Like
Ricky T. Denzel was still there.
Oh, yeah, they're still there. They we had some new people. I just like didn't know.
Bretman
was there again.
We had people from Italy.
A lot of foreign people.
Yeah.
All around the world.
People from Barcelona.
I will say the international influencers.
The nicest.
The nicest
they
people
were very
on
nice.
Earth.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And did anybody not make the flight? Like, was there ever a moment where they're like, it's
Matt,
getting clothes on time.
She knows it though. Alyssa Violet, she is late to everything. That girl, she was like definitely the last person to show up before that flight. But I was like, they'll wait for everybody. But yeah, it was. She's just late.
And that flight's so quick. What, you're up, down?
It's like 20 something minutes.
It's very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ins- like, but the as soon as it goes up, look at us. Champagne. Is it, we go up and then we're already going down.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have time. Like, it's like, oh, can I get a water real quick? No, we are actually landing.
Yes. Yeah.
Could you see the festival from the plane?
No.
It's a good question.
Did you land in Palm Springs or did you land in Indio?
It was like a 25-minute drive, so it was further out. It was not where the festival was.
If it was at night and it was like Friday or Saturday, I'm sure we would have seen it. I would love to see the festival from like from a plane to see what it looks like.
Oh yeah.
From a plane. I wonder if anyone's ever posted it, like flying over it, of what it looks like.
But I bet.
Those small planes, you just feel everything. It's so much worse than like a big commercial jet. Like you are, the turbulence is times 10.
You know, I thought I'd feel safer on those, private.
No,
I do. Like now, I don't feel anything anymore. Like once, if you ever tried like a JetSuite X or those smaller planes, you feel so much better going to like a commercial airline.
Those tinier ones, they feel everything. You're like, where is my lorazepam?
Yeah, and those are the flights that the ones you hear about.
Uh huh.
So yeah, it's scary.
How did you time your drive? Because I know if you drive without traffic, it's like two hours. But if miserable. You go during traffic, it's like 6+ hours.
Oh, yeah, big time. You got to get out of Dodge in LA at a decent time. Otherwise, like if you're leaving after 5 on that Thursday to get to Coachella, good luck. You're going to be arriving well late into the night.
Yeah.
We left, I think, around like 10:30, 11.
Okay. Did you drive?
I drove.
Okay, the Defender?
With Patricia, yeah, all the way. And we did the express lanes and all that, so we zipped right there. It could have been worse, but we got there. It said 2 hours and 30 minutes, but it took us more like 3 hours.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Heath and I were talking about this on the way there. Do you remember the one Coachella where I drove your car back to LA?
Yes.
I was like, I think I just realized I barely knew you. I was like, I can't believe he let me drive his car back to LA.
That was the first year we went, and that was like when we first started dating.
Yeah. And I just got that car,
too.
You
just got the car. It was your Range Rover,
yeah,
right?
My little Evoque. One.
Yeah. And I was telling Heath, I was like, you should have see me stopping at every gas station for no reason. I'm getting out. I'm like, that was like the nicest car I've been in.
It was a fun
car.
Like
my sunglasses.
Yeah, you should have taken
around.
Some Instagram pictures.
Every time she would get out, she's like, how do I look in it? I'm like,
you drove my car though because you had to be back for something?
I had to be back and you wanted to stay and you... What?
Because I drove too, so we took two cars home.
I remember.
Your car back, and you didn't want
to
drive.
I took the jet to New York City to go to the Shorty Awards.
The Shorty Awards.
So you needed your car back in LA.
Because I really wanted to go to Shorty Awards because it was happening in New York City, and my parents were already there on a trip.
That's when you flew out with Hassan.
Yes. Everybody was like on that. And I was like, I'm going to go. Yeah, why not take a jet after Coachella, go to New York, and then jet back? It sounded like a perfect like win-win. And I was like, Mariah, take my car back.
I was like, what was your name again?
wow. That's really funny. I forgot about that.
That car was Brit.
That was a good year.
That was a good year.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players, free coins, every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
So, but driving smooth. We get there. Stayed at the Hero House through TK.
Yes.
She had us all as guests. We had a hibachi dinner.
The hibachi. I was going to say something.
I was about to say, I love them damn pimple patches.
Mm. Oh,
Those are the ones that like the star, but it's like
they're called mighty patches.
Yeah.
They're clear.
Cause I went from the star ones to obviously the clear ones. Cause I want to wear them all day without having like a girly star on my face.
Yeah.
And, they're great. Love them. They work.
The day and night ones. I had like a little like heat pimple zit.
Yeah.
I put it on my first night or did the day one, did the night one.
Yeah.
It was like vanished.
I love campaigns that like makes sense for what you're mm-hmm. doing. Like that one, perfect. They had like the eye,
But the hibachi girl was like honestly my favorite part, and good to just get like a solid base of just like meat and rice in you before you go on this just big.
Matt, you're telling us
nonstop. Yeah.
We were hungry the whole time,
and it's weird. I have the worst appetite at Coachella because you're going like. You're doing back-to-back stuff. You're like, I'm kind of hungry, but I don't want something too heavy. And then you get to the festival, and the lines are so long for food. And then you're like, you know what? I'm not hungry.
Yeah. And then you end up drinking on an empty stomach, and that's
and you're standing around
good.
There watching Green Day just...
you got bubble guts. You're just kind of like...
But that... And we had the leftovers, too, so we had that to go back home on.
Do they have, like... This Coachella, I wish Coachella had more healthy options where we are. Where we all are all the time, like that VIP section in the middle.
Give me just this simple basics.
I want a chicken bowl. Like, I want a bunch of chicken in a bowl and rice. That's it.
They're doing too much with that food back there, where I'm Matt? Like, yo, this, like, okay. They're giving me this whole, like, wacky doodle description for, like, some type of, like, chicken tiki masala on.
Hey, I love a good chicken tikka masala.
I don't even know why I went there, but I'm just saying it's, like... It's everything, something with like a twist. And yeah. I'm like, give me just a cheeseburger.
Yeah, or like doing something with an influencer, Remy Cruz. Like, oh, we get it.
I tried the burger joint, like right outside of VIP. It was like the only burger spot we could find.
I just wanted a smash burger. I couldn't believe I couldn't find a damn smash burger.
Oh, there was one in the Rose Garden VIP that was really good.
It had like a little riser to step up into it. It was beautiful. It looked like a French company.
Yes.
It was split. We got one burger for the two of us.
One burger with fries and two sparkling waters. $75.
Damn.
No.
Matt, the sparkling water.
It was one burger.
$16.
What?
For a cup. I said, how big is it? She goes, that's a normal size. And I'm like, okay, let me just, like, it was like a sparkling water with lime.
Literally.
I was like, I'm done. No.
At least put a sparkler on it. I want bottles or like,
if you make it that expensive, at least let people bring their shit in.
It was the most mid hamburger I've ever had in my life.
That's you know what? I would
just
love
stick with the pizza.
The pizza was so generous this year.
Pizza,
I went back
good.
For two slices. I swear it was a quarter pie.
Yeah.
And I come back and Patricia goes, did you get four slices? I go, no, these are two
pizza
slices.
Pizza was banging
$17.25 for the two slices.
That pizza spot good was price. Very sweet. Like all the staff, they were giving
very
much
nice.
More than they needed to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were awesome.
Oh, but right next to the pizza joint, there was like, you know those jug of juices where they have them all set up in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry horchata. Best tasting drink I've ever had in my life.
It tasted like a buttercream icing cake.
Ooh.
In like a juice form, but it was like...
I had a cup this
refreshing.
Big. I think I finished it in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I could not stop sipping it.
They had caviar burgers, too, that I thought was like, that is just such...
Ew. The caviar
like,
shit's got to go.
Why do you want that out in the
hot sun? To brag, I bet it's just for influencers to come in 100%. And document that they bought this ridiculous burger.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I meant more than chicken tiki masala.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it was more was like, no, I know what you're saying.
I just wanted like sliders and fries. Yeah. I wasn't really asking for much.
Chicken fingers.
Yes.
Nobody needs salty boba caviar shit.
Salty
I'm over it.
What else did you guys see on your little adventure? Because I know you guys went around like doing a little.
We went and got.
Or was it that burger you're talking about with the two fries and the sparkling?
We got that and we got.
We just sat in the grass.
Our favorite thing.
You touched grass.
We touched grass. Believe it or not.
When we come across like a flaming hot Cheeto like elotes.
Oh
like,
yeah, I did get one
corn,
of those.
A little
it was
Mexican
really good.
Corn.
Oh, that's nice.
That was my favorite food.
If we ever see it. We get it. It's like our favorite like little treat to have with each other. Yeah. Like I love a street corn bowl.
I turn into a goblin when I smell that. When you smell from like
corn.
A mile away, I'm like, where's it coming from? Let me get my hands on it.
Also, so I would love to see some like Raising Cane's out there. Like
it would be packed.
They should, I know, but have them everywhere. You know what I mean? Because that's where people want. Mm. Like when they're joined, they're like, I want chicken tenders with fries.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's like the most popular thing to eat out there.
I picture like Roller Coaster Tycoon. We'll drop one here.
Here,
we'll drop
here.
One
I put them everywhere.
Next to every trash can.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, guest house. Was your house the same house that y'all have had in the past?
Same
one as
so they,
last year.
They all look the same, but they're a little bit different.
Okay.
So we were in a different house than last year.
Got it.
Like this one, we had a pickleball court on the other side
we
of it.
We did too.
We didn't.
But
we never
going to be playing that, have a whole tournament.
That's something you think you're going to use, and you just end up not ever using it.
Hell no.
But yes, same compound, different house on the compound.
Y'all's pool looks so big.
The pool's really nice.
That's like a resort level pool.
Yeah, they did a good job with the pool. It makes you feel like you're at a hotel with those pools. Mm-hmm.
We had a water slide, two water slides.
I saw that.
And it was actually a fun water slide. Like you do it once, you're like, again.
I'm surprised they made it like a double slide instead of just like one like
double homicide.
Double.
But it was fun. We raced. We did the slide. It was cool.
That's fun. I found out, remember we were talking about last year how they built that compound for Coachella?
Yes.
It's because it's not like meant for like family homes. It doesn't
It's literally it across work. The street just
but
for
I
that.
So they do rent it out throughout the year. My friend.
Oh, that's so weird because I've seen other people staying there randomly throughout the year.
She stayed at one of the houses for a bachelorette party, and then that same day, there's two other people in the compound also had bachelorette parties. So
yeah.
I think it just gets rented out for either bachelorette parties.
They probably make a killing.
So many of those houses out there are just built for like people to come visit and stay in.
Yeah.
So our water slide, when you got to the top of it, you could look into other people's backyard. The house next to us, their pool was Mario themed.
What?
Like, and I'm talking like statues Mario. They had like a slide. Fuck, I should have.
I know.
But every time I went up to the slide, I didn't have my phone in my hand.
She's about to find it right now.
Mario House. Well, not Palm Springs. I guess it would be Indio.
Was it? Was your house like in a neighborhood? Or was it in
it was in a neighborhood, gated community.
Gated community. That's what I meant to ask. Gated community.
Gated community, but you could just go in through like a side gate code.
Yeah.
Like there was no formal like big check-in. Oh.
I found it.
Found it.
How do I get out of here?
Get it, Bubba.
How do I get out of here?
Yeah, that was it. That was the one behind us. But look just to the pool. Like, you zoom in.
Oh,
just
that's where the really slide Mario is. Themed.
Wow.
It was like a statue of Bowser and, like, Mario and mushrooms. And
I want to stay
but
there.
But you know that gets rented out. Like, that's a bold move. Airbnb people think that you got to have, like, a little theme and it's going to, like, hook them. And sometimes it works and sometimes nobody books it.
If you built this near Universal Studios, it'd get booked. But this is a bit of a risk.
Big risk.
Some people will only book it because they're a super fan and they'll choose that over another house that's probably better or cheaper just for the sake of it being that. But like...
Yeah.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Oh, get this. So we arrive to our house or whatever. And it's like a 3-car garage situation, but the garage in our house is an arcade. Full blown like arcade, basketball hoops, poker table, shuffleboard kind of thing. And so it's like, it seems like, okay, well, we really can't park in the garage because this is like an extension of the house. So we drive up and there's already kind of like 3 or 4 cars. I park just behind one of the cars in the driveway and we're just like, all right, let's unload our stuff. And you can see my car is like sticking out onto a sidewalk that is cobblestoned, okay? But almost looks like an accent end to the driveway itself.
Yeah.
In your brain, upon seeing it and arriving, you would not think that you would think it's part of the driveway.
Okay.
And so we're unloading our stuff and I then walk outside and I see a security guy like pull up to the house and he slows down and I'm like holding my stuff in my bags and I'm like, waiting for him and like I wave at him and he waves at me and I stand there for probably like 45 seconds thinking he's about to say something and we like wave and I'm like, okay, whatever. I go back inside chatting with everyone and then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go back out, get more of the stuff. I'm walking out and the security guy's like standing in the driveway. I'm like, hey man, is my car good right here? And he goes, I just wrote you a citation, man.
No.
And I go,
he watched you?
I go, dude, we just looked at each other. I waved at you and you waved back at me. And he's like, I know, man, but you know, it's just against like policy or whatever because you're blocking the sidewalk.
Then
and I go,
say something.
I was like,
that's
and he had like this body cam on. He was not a cop, he was a security guard.
Yeah.
But once again, I'll respect him. I was being nice, but I was a little like, we had a moment, dude.
Yeah.
You could have told.
And then I was like, do you need to take a picture of me like with the car, like just to prove this? And he's, and I'm like, oh, I go, well, how much is it? He goes, that's not on me. That's up to like, you know, the association. And I was
he knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needed, because they have a quota they have to reach. So then his head, he's like, damn, I really need this one as a ticket today to meet my quota.
And that's, it was just crazy. Like right when we got here, dude.
Yeah.
Like, so we had to manage to move around cars and stuff.
I just don't like people sitting around like ruining people's day or waiting to ruin people's day.
I literally couldn't. I would find another job. I could not do that to somebody and then have them come out and be like, dude, I was right here. And I have to be like,
well,
and it was within 10 minutes, like of just looking at me, even less than that, for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I was just so shocked that he pulled that move. And so, I'm like, we had a moment.
So easily could have been like, hey, dude, if you stay there, I'm going to have to give you a ticket. If you could pull up like another foot, you're good.
Just a warning. Luckily, the brand we were with, they're covering it. Like, it's fine.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's not. I don't have to pay for it. But it was
just
the principle.
Did you find out how much it was, though?
No, not yet. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Anyways, so then on my final day, I was taking out the trash in my like pajamas, like my pajama set I like to just wear.
Yeah.
Any... goes by, rolls out his window, goes, nice pajamas, man.
No,
and
he
I'm like,
didn't.
How fucking dare you? Don't
after
you dare
all that.
And I say it like he was saying it like in a dick tone of voice, but it sounded like he was giving me a genuine compliment. But I'm like, do not give me a compliment when you just wrote me a citation 3 days ago.
I would have flipped him the nice little birdie.
Well, it took me a while because I thought he said like something about the drama, man. And I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? The drama. And I'm like throwing out the trash. I keep playing in my head. I go, oh, my pajamas. It took me like 30 seconds to realize.
That is pretty great. Like how, that's very bold to give a ticket knowing that and going like, hey,
I would
you having
never,
a good day?
Never say something.
Back to you guys, though. Y'all get to the guest compound. You get settled in.
Yes.
You party up the night for the Thursday before? Is there little mixers going on?
It's the same every year. Like, nothing really different this year. I would say, like...
they do their welcome dinner, and it's always John and Vinny's. So they fly out John and Vinny chefs to come cook, like, a whole, like, family style, like, passed around all of, like, the favorites on the menu. So they do that every year. So we had that whole dinner the night that we had got in. And you pretty much just get to, like, relax and everything and stay in the first day. You go in the hot tub, the pool, whatever you get.
Yeah. And that night, me and Alyssa, we went to a party after. Like one of the Revolve after parties.
Oh,
and you know when it's so late where you walk into a party and it's just like,
What have I done?
That's exactly what happened. We walked in, we're like, what have we done?
Too dead? And or just like, too not the vibe?
It was
what?
Just like, you know when it's so late and the people just around are just like, oh my God, actually, you know what? This was a bad call.
They're kind of
just
the Looney Tune ones that
yeah,
are staying
like
out late.
You could
crew.
Tell they've been out all day and all, like, you could tell, like, yeah. They are just gone.
They're fried. Like, you excited about tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's going to be intense, right?
I'm like, how are y'all partying this much?
Yeah.
It hasn't even started yet. I was like, the Friday has not come yet. How are you guys gone? It's crazy. It, like, blows my mind.
Speaking of people getting in, I heard that camp parking was a mess getting in this year.
What's
really?
People were camping, getting to your slot. So apparently this year, I believe Coachella hired a different security company than the past because apparently this company was cheaper.
Yeah.
And I think it was like they had 32 lanes that they had to manage. 6 of the lanes completely unoccupied with security guards. It became like a free-for-all frenzy. People were bottlenecking. People who got there at 3:30 a.m. could not and did not park until like 1:30.
Yeah, they were saying it was like 12 hours.
Cars ran out of gas.
This is Friday or this is Thursday?
Thursday getting in.
Getting into go-kart camping.
Wow.
Brutal. And
that's insane.
Apparently there was also a DJ that was kind of a big popular DJ that was performing that Thursday night.
I think it was like,
Something Park or Lake, Chris Lake, maybe.
I did see it was like a big DJ that like played
and that
night.
Caused
Thursday
like
night.
Also a lot of like hype and frenzy too, because people are like, oh, but we got to catch the DJ set, and people are just getting really competitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are just saying, no, this is my spot. No, fuck you. And like the videos I saw of people getting in fights looked insane. And I could imagine getting in a fight next to a person that you're about to be parked next
to
for 3 fucking days.
Yeah, you're like, stuck.
No, stuck.
You're stuck there.
Oh gosh, God bless all the people.
And we did core camping a couple years back at Coachella, and it is like, it's because it's already, it's a lot already because it's hot as hell. You're paying so much money to be in those spots.
Yeah.
But you know what? This year I was walking by the camp, and bro, they got some good shit now. They make their spot look.
Oh,
I love walking around campsites because you just can be like, what's your creativity? What's your spin? What's your theme?
There's a couple of like interior decorators and designers that I follow on TikTok, and the way they set up their whole thing with like coffee tables and like convertible couches and beds, chandeliers.
People
and
are like, which house are you staying at?
Yeah. Like, no, it looks really nice.
There was a whole community. Yeah. Like, I saw people posting TikToks of like there was one kid that went viral for coughing while a kid was trying to do a TikTok showing his area, and he just kept coughing door next door.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And everyone's like, yo, is this, what's it? District 9? It just felt, or is this like COVID camp? It just felt like really, I swear, like just hearing the coughs, and it went viral, and the guy found is like, look, it's coughing man. And that one went viral too. I'm like, people, there's a community out there.
Yeah.
Just everybody. And like, you're going viral the moment you're posting. So everybody's seeing it. And they're like, wait, we got to find that guy that was coughing.
Yes.
Too, in car camping. It's so funny.
I didn't see any snakes this year.
There were snakes.
I remember, like, was it last year, like 2 years ago? There was like someone filmed a snake
in the
going,
grass.
Oh, dude, like slivering right underneath the tent.
No,
and it's yeah.
Oh, that'd have been it. Oh, I would have sold my spot. I'd have been like, guys.
So, no, and like desert snakes too.
Oh,
heard that was madness. And
the showers I saw was another crazy line.
There's like a premium shower, and then there's like regular
the
showers.
The super duper showers.
But like, what the fuck is the super duper shower?
The super duper showers were the ones that were like a mile long, apparently. But the regular showers had no lines.
What's the difference?
You probably get a dude. Imagine you just want a nice shower. You're gonna pay like the premium just for like a good shower.
I ain't waiting in an hour. I'd rather spend that money and make my little makeshift shower and rinse and have a little.
I've done
water
seeing the line, and everybody's just standing there, and there's like 500 people deep, and they all have their towel over
their
arm, and they're just like
holes.
You know, it's like
that
holes.
Looks terrible.
They could make it a better experience though for them. Like, I feel like they could.
They could.
They could. I remember I showered 1 year for when I was in car camping, and it was pretty nice, and there was no line too. So I'm sure just now it's just like fucking insane.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So day of festival, y'all rise.
We didn't go to the festival the first day until like
Friday. We pulled up to the festival like 5-6. Yeah.
Who was performing that day?
Lady
Missy Elliott.
Oh yeah,
Missy Elliott. Yeah, that was
she
fun.
Brought the house.
She was
down.
So
was
good.
Best. So good.
As soon as we were done watching her, I was like, I got my fix. I don't need to go to Coachella ever again. Like,
she was unbelievable.
It was really cool.
Made me just like realize like how she's badass 53. Missy Elliott is as a female MC.
She's insane.
Just to have stayed so consistent, staying herself, maintaining her own like privacy of how she lives her life. Like, she's just very badass. Like, that is a biopic. I cannot wait to see the full story of like Missy Elliott.
Yeah, they're going to come up with a good doc for her.
Everybody knows her.
Now.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not think she was younger than my mom.
She's
oh my
53.
God.
I was wondering if there was beef between her and Ciara, because I was like, she's either going to bring out Ciara and do 1-2-step or...
Which was crazy, she didn't.
Or Allison Stoner, and she didn't bring out anybody, so we were like, all right. But Ciara came out for Megan Thee Stallion.
Interesting.
So I was like, so she was here, but she wouldn't do 1-2-step.
But Mariah, I have a feeling they're saving her for next weekend. For this weekend.
Ooh, good point.
Because
Sunday have a lot of special guests because they want people coming weekend too also.
Do you think Queen Latifah will then come out for...
I could see Allison Stoner doing weekend too.
Yeah. I would love to see it. But I want the crowd to like erupt for Allison Stoner. I don't want them to be like, so who is this?
Yeah, I know.
Because she's not the little girl anymore, even though they have collabed, Allison Stoner is very awesome.
I wouldn't, if she didn't tell me about Allison Stoner, she came out, I'd be confused.
Yeah, she was like my tomboy
idol.
Oh, she
was so cool.
I wanted to be her so bad.
Oh, her and Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, yes, the beanie. Soaked I was like, damn, she's cool with Taylor Lautner.
Classic.
Like, damn.
Why Allison Stoner is so popular with Missy Elliott is because she was in all of her music videos.
A lot of them.
She's she'd be the Ziggler to Sia.
Yeah.
Maddie.
You know how
Maddie
Ziggler and like, Sia.
Yeah.
It's she was the same.
So like Ziegler. Anybody who used to like
Ziggler.
Ziggler.
Yeah. Sorry, Ziggler. I was like, what's a Ziggler? Like, is the Ziggler like? I thought like a Ziggler.
I couldn't remember which one it was. So I just said,
got it.
No. But if you were a Missy Elliott fan, like you knew that Allison Stoner was in the videos. Like,
yeah.
You would just know.
When we got there, I got to catch the Go-Go's.
Vacation's all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Very good.
And you know, they're like the OG female rock group.
Like, I feel like to me that's Coachella. Like that band, Coachella.
And she's Belinda Carlisle. I was like, ooh, baby.
Yes.
Which I don't think she sang. I got caught that.
That's crazy that she didn't sing that.
But they brought out Billy Joel, which was kind of cool.
That was a big surprise.
And then we went and saw Kneecap, that Irish rap trio.
That was cool. And it was like in a warehouse, too.
It was in one of those big tented ones. I've never been in a tented stage. One, got in there, incredible AC. Honestly, kind of fucking cold in there.
Really?
And full VIP bar, too. Inside those tents.
No way.
Could not believe it. They did a great show.
That's really good. They was it in like where they do like the silent disco ball? It wasn't that, right?
It's right next to, you know, when like you're walking to the Sahara tent,
yeah,
or Mojave, fucking hell, for the people listening, it's just one of those tents that's like over there.
Got it.
And so yeah, saw Kneecap and then walked back and then who played? It was I guess
Lady Gaga.
No, was it? Who was right?
Was that not
Missy
the first?
Elliott. It was Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott and then Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Lady Gaga.
I didn't see any of Lady Gaga.
Oh, dude, it was a spectacle of a show. Like,
I wish I got to see it.
Best theatrics and set and stuff going on that I've seen since Beyonce's like Homecoming. But Beyonce's Homecoming, I feel like wasn't that much set. It was just a big marching band.
It was just a lot of people.
But the sets and just what was going on, insane. I wish she played a little bit more older stuff. It was a lot of new album, which still is phenomenal. But
I do remember that Beyonce show though. It was crazy. Even seeing from far away, because we were far. Remember when we watched it?
Yeah.
On it, but we were far. We're like, damn, that's a show.
We were like a mile away and you could just
still see it.
You could hear and see like just people just going crazy and screaming.
That was a show where you could have been anywhere at that festival and you would have gotten a good show because they showed everything.
Oh, yeah. And she made use of that stage.
Yeah.
Guy, I could not imagine if I was performing at Coachella, that walk down that runway and you're just like, Coachella! Charlie XCX, I think, hands down, one of the best performances all weekend and down in the fucking history books. No background dancers, no hardcore set, nothing. That girl just fucking served nonstop and had the crowd in the palm of her hand.
Dude, it was crazy.
Sea
it
of
was
people.
So fun just watching her just dance.
Just dance.
Just rock out and
just
dance.
Just enjoying herself.
Just enjoying herself. And it was so fun watching the live switching that they were doing for her show the whole time. It looked like it was edited the day before. It was like, how were they able to do that live at the same time? It looks so good.
I know, I'm always fascinated by the video files. I'm like, how are they uploading this up onto
with
one
the filter
software?
On the,
and then now we're all doing a whole camera thing? I can never understand it.
Do you instantly think about School of Rock when you see that too?
Yeah.
I think about the kid who was doing the computer programming for the laser light show.
Uh-huh.
You killed it.
Okay, come on.
Like, I always think about that kid and just the whole show. Because I didn't realize how much work goes into the person that does the lighting, that does the screen, that does all of that. Like,
yeah.
It is crazy
it down to
what
just
they
like
did.
By the note, too.
I honestly thought she was going to bring out every song that she had. She was going to bring out the guest for it.
Like,
at one part, I was like, I think she has every special guest right now in every song.
Oh, like to bring out Ariana Grande.
Bring out all of them. I was like, that would be insane if she was able to bring every single person.
The Lord surprise.
I feel like we knew that was happening.
Patricia, I think I kind of knew.
Yeah.
And no one would give me a straight fucking answer. Yeah. I was asking all weekend. Some people, like, I think knew.
The moment she put out that song on TikTok, the moment she put that out, I knew she was going to come out a special guest.
We called it, though.
Yeah, of course we called it. Yeah, that was... We manifested it. We called it out. We knew exactly that was coming out. I wasn't surprised when she was out there. I was like, knew it.
What was the other thing that we predicted? Jordan, was I talking to you about it?
There's something that I...
It was you. You predicted something.
Yeah. I saw Bretman had one, and then I saw people sending me DMs. I said Casetify should come out with suitcases because it's also a case and they're indestructible.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what Casetify came out with?
A suitcase.
A suitcase.
A damn suitcase.
That's a good one.
We talked about this like a couple months ago, too.
Yeah.
Mariah, what if they saw you talk about it and they're like, this is a great idea?
Yeah, they
I
came
wouldn't
out,
be surprised.
And they're sick. They're really cool.
Did you see anyone like famous walking around?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of famous people. They're everywhere. I feel like you see more and more every year.
Paris Hilton.
I got her on video.
She's so easy to talk
so
to.
So easy.
Hey, Paris. Hey.
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 Who else was like, what?
We were in kneecap and Todd and I looked to our right with like... bodyguards and like all of his mates around him. Louis Tomlinson from One Direction.
No way. Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Patricia and I went to Sam Fender and he was right next to us again. And I was like, fuck, I think he thinks we're following him.
We were watching Joe. So, yo, Gabba Gabba, coming through to watch the show. Just go mazing through the front.
Yeah.
And they weren't there to like, I think they were just there to like, watch the show.
See Joe.
Like, damn, just take it off for a couple seconds.
Yeah, have a joint.
Enjoy
relax.
The show.
Yo Gabba Gabba was the talk of the fest.
I know. Heath and I got to take a picture with him. Sure we walked in through artists. We're like, oh my God. And there was a line. There was a line to take a picture. We're like, oh wait, that's so cool. The photographer goes, Zayn and Heath, come on in. And we got to skip the whole line. We're like, yes.
Hell yeah.
I saw Charlie XCX DJing right in front of me.
I saw that.
Yes. So it was one of the guest after parties.
I have a lot of questions
this
about
is actually,
that.
No, I'm going to tell you why. This was Saturday night, right? So they had like a Charlie XCX after party. Really fun. You see a lot of familiar faces there. And Heath and Mariah go to the food truck. They're like, we're gonna grab a bite. We'll be right back.
They
go.
They have Raising Cane's food truck outside of this party. Like, obviously, I'm going to be outside of the food truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They leave. And as I'm in the middle, because we just separated, Charlie comes right on the DJ and just like puts her headphones on and starts. I'm like, oh, cool. And I look around and no one's in this room but me. And I'm like, all right.
Yes, Charlie. And you go, girl.
It was really funny. I was like, why is no one in here? It's because she just started. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So I pulled out my phone. I'm like, but I felt so weird just taking a video of her. But like,
it was so intimate. How could you not?
She also didn't have her glasses on. So I was like, oh, this is like really, I feel like I'm seeing her in human form and not Charlie XCX form. I'm seeing Charlie form, like just in front of the DJ. It was really nice. It felt very, I felt a connection there.
Yeah.
And
did she say, hey, Zayn? It looked like you made her laugh. You were like, woo, yeah. And I think she did give like a little a little bit of a laugh.
She's also like kind of intimidated. I didn't want to say anything to her, but I did really want to congratulate on her, like that performance she had. Yeah. I really wanted to, but didn't feel. I was just too scared. And then
I have a question about
that. Yeah.
Was Lorde there?
They were all there. But I didn't see her with my own eyes there.
Oh,
but
damn.
I was also like, with friends, and I was just like focused on the, like, I didn't really, I would look around and be like, oh, that's cool. And then I go.
It's definitely like, you definitely want to like play it cool there. You don't want to like approach anybody.
Because that's where they go, where they like.
Want to get away.
Yeah. They know like it's like hard to get in and where they can like go relax and enjoy like a drink and like hang out like after the festival.
Yeah.
And not be like annoyed.
You know
or
who
whatever.
Did play cool? Alicia. Let me tell you what happened real quick.
What?
It wasn't her fault. I'll tell you. So there's a section where there's like one of the big bathrooms that is only for like performers and like celebrities. And Alicia like didn't know it. She was just drunk and just looking for a bathroom. And she goes, is that the bathroom? And he's like, yeah. She's like, all right, well, I need to use it. He's like, it's only for people, guests of the house. In her head, she's like, oh, I'm staying on the commas. Like, no, I live here. And shows her wristband. And he's like, okay, and lets her through. But she thought this was just the bathroom. There was a whole bathroom for everybody. But she just assumed that was the bathroom. She goes in, big bathroom. I'm sure she didn't really see anybody. Goes into the stall. And then she's sitting there. She's like, ooh.
It's a solo bathroom.
Yeah.
It's not like a public. Yeah. It would be like if you went in here.
Yeah.
Inside
the
room.
The stall that she was in, but the whole, it was in a big bath. It was like a master bathroom.
Yes.
But the stall was, she was in
the
was
toilet.
Like, yeah. With the toilet
door.
Yeah. And she was in there for a long time because she was just drunk and just like settling there. And then she was like zoning off, whatever. And she's with a friend and and they just hear knocking. Boom, 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 boom. He's like, one second, sorry. And then like they would go away and then they would come back. Boom, 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 boom. Sorry, she's taking long, sorry. Going back. And then this is when her friend freaks out, right? Comes back. They just hear Charlie's voice. Oh, I need to take a piss.
No.
I need to take a piss. She immediately zoomed. This is when like they've realized, oh shit, this is like people are banging the door. It's like Timmy and Kylie trying to use the bathroom. There's like all these people trying to use the bathroom.
It's a VIP.
It's a VIP bathroom. And Alicia's just sitting there just
VIP and poo.
It's a VIP. VIP poo poo pee pee.
To me, it's just so funny. That's something that sounds like something that would have happened to me.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Oh.
It didn't. It's so funny. And she got up, left, and then she saw like all these people in the bathroom and she was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be in here.
Yeah, this is
not. It was like she was like
in the- with like a trail of toilet paper like, on her foot. Gosh.
Alicia was telling us like, she was like, oh, I just hope I get to like in her head, she was like, I hope I get to meet Charlie. I was like, oh, no, you did. Can I take a piss? Can I take a piss?
Don't know how to flush a toilet after I've had this shit.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
That was it. I know there's so many. I saw so many faces. I just like. I honestly like. Don't even feel comfortable even saying it.
Right.
I just feel bad.
Just want to maintain that privacy.
You know. Just yeah. Maintain the privacy. I felt bad even talking about the bathroom. Like, I need to take a piss. It's just really funny. What happens at the guest compound stays at the guest compound.
True.
That should be like the motto for next year.
My lips
like
are sealed.
Like a big sign.
But I'm still going to have questions.
Exactly.
I'm not saying nothing.
We all have questions. Oh, the firework.
Lying. Oh.
The firework from Green Day. You didn't see that?
What? Oh, there were fireworks.
The artist section?
Yeah, it was right after I left. Because by the way, Green Day's fire, there were so many fireworks happening. And it was going right over artists. And I kept looking. I was like, this is like feels really dangerous, but all right, I'm sure they figure that out. And I said this out loud with like Danielle and everybody that I was with, and we're walking out. Boom! I turn around, big explosion of artists, and the tree was just completely on fire. I'm like, holy shit! It was
so it was like a misfire and was not supposed.
It was
to
a 100% misfire. Wow. But you should watch it. It was like if that hit somebody, that would kill them.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That would have been a fucking nightmare. A firework killing somebody at Coachella.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's crazy. They got to fix that for this weekend. Yeah,
exactly. But like, aren't fireworks very like it has sometimes it has a mind of its own? Like,
there's no controlling. So there it
could be a dud.
Goes where it goes.
Yeah, exactly. So like, how you can't really prepare for something like that, right? You just have to.
Wow.
Hope.
How was your live stream?
Oh, it was so fun.
It was fun.
It
was fun.
They did it so well.
How long was it?
An hour and a half.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. I walked by.
We were trying to get you on it.
Well, I was dealing with something. I don't want to say what the something was. It was just something for work that I had to do there. And then But also I was a little intoxicated.
Mm.
And y'all were like fully live. Y'all had your red flag, green flags. And I walked by and the people at YouTube were like, come on.
We had a few drinks in us too. We had to like loosen up a bit.
Yeah. I guess I just felt like just so nervous. And I was just like, y'all are in a zone and I don't want to like make nervous.
It was like, really nerve wracking though. Yeah. Because it's like you're just live for an hour and a half. You're like, anything could happen.
I know. I wanted to hop on, but then I was like, but I'm not prepped on like what you guys are covering or what was going on. If it was planned ahead of time, I totally would have hopped on.
We were standing in VIP and they had YouTube workers looking around for other influencers or celebrities and they were just pulling them in.
Okay.
So they pulled in, they were like, Patrick Starr's right there, go get him. And they were like, do you want to come in with like Remy, Alicia, Zayn?
So we like played a game. Like,
yeah.
Okay. So like they were pulling people.
Whoever they saw. Right. Yeah.
I think I just didn't know if like everybody was planned, but they're pulling me in.
I don't even think they knew what was going on.
I had no idea. I was a tunnel vision. Back. Yeah.
Yeah, it was super chill. Hour and a half, and we started out in artist and did like a whole kind of like seated on a couch situation, kind of like this, just like chat back and forth, experience, blah blah blah. Then we played a couple games there. A would you rather? Who's most likely to?
Do you have to be mindful about like cursing?
Oh yeah, very traditional rules that you have to follow. Like no cussing. You can't say like any kind of like branded stuff.
Yeah,
you can't talk negative about the festival. And you're like, you're thinking of all these things as you're going but you want to be yourself.
Yeah.
It's tough.
We interviewed Shipwrecked. And then right after that, we went to go to the VIP section to play games with
people or bored on the street kind of thing.
It went smoothly, went really well. Obviously there's like awkward moments as with any live, but just because we had one microphone for the four of us when we were out there, and then we were also bringing other people on. So it's six people standing there with one microphone, and we're like, it got like a little funky with that. But that was the only thing. Also, Remy and I had a headphone earpiece in.
Oh,
so they were talking directly to us the whole time. So I'm hearing stuff in my ear while trying to also like have the conversation. And it's really funny because Zayn was trying to be sweet and promote the Remy Cruz Bowl. And he's like bringing the Remy Cruz Bowl out and he's like talking about it. They're in my ear like, get the bowl out of there.
But
don't eat it on camera.
But in my head, I'm surprised they're letting us promote this Remy Cruz Bowl.
So then Patrick Starr comes in and Zane's like, you got to try this.
And he's like, ooh, okay.
And they're like, get the bowl out. And I'm like, I was feeling like uncomfortable because I didn't want to be like, get it out of here.
But, because you have to keep.
They're telling me.
But to me, I'm just like, just grab the bowl out of my hand.
I know, but I didn't want to like be rude, like, but to
me, that's better than me having the bowl in for the next 30 minutes because I was sitting there eating the whole time.
But my thought was, if it was that important, I'm not they even would come you,
I was talking about just somebody else. Just grab the bowl,
Gimme.
But it was just really funny because they kept telling me things like in my ear the whole time.
I was blacked out the whole time.
A lot of pressure of like,
feel like you're just Anderson Cooper on this scene. You have now realized what a full journalist
on the scene,
but so much fun. Like, I'm really, really happy they chose us to do it.
Oh yeah,
and
you guys are naturals.
Super grateful. There was 48,000 comments across our stream.
Wow,
and like that was crazy to hear. Like I just thought it was like really, really cool.
It was so funny. I was standing there with them to make sure everything was okay, and I was watching. There was no, what is it called? Like a 5-second delay? There was like no delay. Like you could not make a mistake. I was like watching it live and watching it on my phone. And I was looking at the chat. And when they were standing out interviewing Coachella goers, like on the grounds, they had one of the YouTube workers standing behind them, pretty much playing like security to make sure nobody was getting in the shot.
Yeah.
And, like bombing it, whatever. So she was standing back there and she was just, the sun was in her eyes. So she's doing this and she's on her phone, just like guarding. All the comments were like, that pick me back there. She just wants to get the shot so bad. Every they were so distracted. They were like, there's that girl in the white again. Like, and all the comments.
She was a YouTube worker.
She was guarding the space to make sure nobody would come in. But all the comments were saying like, tell me you want to get in the shot without telling me. Like,
that's
oh my
so
gosh.
Funny.
She wants to get in the shot. She's pretending to look for her friend. And like, It was the funniest.
It's funny because when you like watching it, I'm sure
it probably looks like.
I was putting myself in their shoes. I'm like, ooh, it does look like she's like pretending to look and like she's looking at the camera.
Hand on the head.
Yeah. It was really funny. So they were nervous about some awkward parts, but I'm like, they were so distracted by the woman behind you. It didn't even matter.
That's awesome.
Funny. It was really funny.
But yeah, it went well and we did good.
That was Sunday. That was the last day. I was exhausted after that though, because we had to be there early in like the artist section and like going through all the prep and everything. Like, you know, we had to be in like the trailers and everything.
But if we didn't do that live Sunday, and we did another day, I definitely would have rested Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have been
mm-hmm. Done.
Because yeah. I was tired.
Oh yeah, I couldn't imagine.
But it was fun to do it Sunday because we got to experience so much of the festival before. So we're like, oh, we have so much to talk about.
I went to Poosh.
Oh, you did? How was it?
It was cool. A lot of gifting, like heavy like gifting.
Oh,
stuff.
I love that.
So, I mean, nice. They gave you so much stuff where it's like, oh, you got to go back to your house to drop them all off. But it was great. It was Jason and like Joe and Caitlin and Heidi Montag DJ'd.
Okay. She did.
She DJ'd.
What's that song?
Yes.
What's that song?
That one song that's really good that I never knew was actually her.
I'll be your blunt tonight, and that's what you like.
Yes.
Stilettos and fishnets.
But I was with like Alicia's sister, Ashley. So then, because she stayed at our house, so we left that and then dropped off all of her stuff. But I think because we also lived... we're staying so close to the festival.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I want to go really, really far away?
Yeah.
When it's already there, walking distance. It was like a 30-minute walk from our house, so it was easy.
Yeah, really
Patricia
nice.
Got blisters the first night, or like just one big fat one, like filled with pus.
Ooh,
like
from new shoes.
Yeah, some new shoes.
You cannot wear new shoes to these festivals, man. It's like the worst.
And break them in before you go.
You gotta break them in.
I had to like perform surgery like the morning. I had to sterilize a needle. Like
you're popping it.
Yeah, you have to go from like.
Oh,
the sides.
I love popping those big suckers and seeing all the water come out.
Such a crazy liquid that's like blister.
It is
clear
liquid,
not like infected pus, but just it's clear. It looks like,
but it's so thin too. It doesn't make sense. Nah.
I'm like, what is this come from?
I have. Both of my big toes, black, blood, full of it. And I didn't even get it from something cool. I didn't drop anything on it. I didn't earn it. Normally, you drop like something heavy and it smashes it.
Yeah.
Your toenail dies, whatever.
Dies.
My toenail is black. And it was from just working on my car. I had my foot bent. So it's just me taking a knee for like 8 hours while I was working on my car, just having my toe bent, like...
In this position, pop blood vessels.
Just sitting like this, just having the pressure on my big toe.
Because he looked it up, because he wasn't like doing sports. He didn't drop anything. He didn't kick anything. He was like, how is this possible?
My toenail started, like my toe was just tender for 2 days afterwards. I'm like, why does my toe hurt so bad? Then all of a sudden it just goes black and it starts growing out. And I'm like, there's no way. So it was literally.
You worked too hard. You killed your toe.
Was it painful?
You worked too hard.
It was just
hard.
Tender.
It never hurt when I was like working on it.
Yeah.
The day after it started like getting like sensitive to like touch the top of my nail.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's so weird. But yeah, I didn't know that just from sitting in that position with your toe like.
Could do it. I guess you need some steel.
Baby.
Is that why steel toe boots are a thing?
This is 32. You can't do shit these days.
Oof.
Heath, and that's why I don't leave my house.
And that's why I don't.
That's why
my
I
car.
Don't leave my house. That's why. And that's why
Zane,
I don't.
And that's why I don't have a hobby.
Yeah, and that. That's why I don't. I do. That's why I only drink. I just every year at Coachella, I just laugh so hard. Like in my head, it was like Green Day. They just finished a set, and he's like, "Thank you, Coachella," and then it just goes, "Charlie XCX." It just comes out in the middle of their set.
Help me welcome Amelia Earhart.
Because if you know that you're performing, in my head, I was like, I can. If I have main stage, I can pretty much ask anybody to come out on stage.
Yeah, you can get anybody.
For anything that I want. It's just like, ask for someone ridiculous where no one's expecting.
The Queen Latifah was sick.
Just, make it fun.
Incredible.
That was amazing.
That was dope. That was pretty
like,
fun.
Me, I already said this 2 years ago. Like, cast of Game of Thrones in their outfits. I don't care. I'll pay whatever amount needed to come out.
Reunion.
Just make it
Zane, you're
memorable.
Like in the throne like Gaga. Yeah. Just like off with their heads.
Make some noise for Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel.
Oh, people would go nuts. Wait, that would be really good.
Oh, the freaking Yo Gabba Gabba should have brought her out.
Oh, shit. Miss Rachel. Miss but she's in like a tube top.
No, it's like bedazzled overalls.
Bedazzled overalls.
Cool. Nothing under.
Her nipple piercings. Somebody,
that's what I want to see.
Somebody posted, who's a celebrity that you grew up with? I want the tea on them or whatever. And a lot of people went to school with Megan Thee Stallion and they said she has always been the nicest.
Oh.
She stood up to people. She, people that were getting bullied.
Yeah, you can tell
she helped
she's
them. Like,
very nice.
Everyone said she got voted like most likable in school over and over again. Like everybody got along with her. So that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
I can see it. It was all Megan Thee Stallion and Carrie Underwood. They said Carrie Underwood's the worst.
Oh no.
Everybody said she was the bully. She was the mean girl.
Like, she like knew she was going to be famous kind of thing.
Yes.
I'm always fascinated by the people who are famous and you hear stories about them before they were famous.
Yeah.
That they acted like they knew they were going to be famous and then they did it. Like it was
Megan Fox.
Oh yeah.
They said in school she would like sign people and she goes, I'm practicing for when I'm famous. Some people knew. Some people just
Carrie Underwood was American Idol, right?
Yes. Carrie Underwood was American Idol. And she
early
won.
Seasons.
Did she win or was she like a final two or three? Girl.
I don't remember.
I feel like it's always the second place that's bigger than the first place.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I think there's something about they say, like, try, like, don't win. Because if you win, they own you for the next, like, 5 years. And like, all your music, everything, like, the touring.
Oh,
maybe
so it's going to be second place.
That's why
the second place comes out, like,
or
on
to look
top.
At Jennifer Hudson. She didn't win. I feel like she was down to, like, final four or five and got eliminated and got Dreamgirls. Now is
I think her team
show.
Was like, you need to get like, go now.
Yeah. But it's but then
you
it's
need
like,
to bomb.
Where's
bomb
where's
the last performance.
Yeah.
Where's Ruben Studdard? Or, like, where's or Justin Guarini? Like,
Clay Aiken. Well,
Clay Aiken was a congressman for
Clay
a bit,
Aiken and Ruben Studdard are still friends.
Oh,
I think they have a podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
or they did something together. Yeah. But I remember years
Taylor
Hicks. Remember he was in that like car commercial? He was like the face of a car or something.
Oh.
You remember that?
I do remember that. That was weird.
He's from Birmingham and I think he like still lives there, but like people say you can catch Taylor Hicks.
Oh, Ford commercial.
He was like the gray haired guy who
he was super young with gray hair.
He
that's
won,
what made
right?
him they like yes. loved him for his look because he had gray hair as a young guy. I'm like, that's not that crazy.
How old is he right now? He's not old.
I mean, they're all.
He's
it's like Kelly Clarkson days.
Probably like 50.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I remember he's 48. Years ago, I danced. It was a one-off thing for the Minnesota Vikings, and it was just this big performance for one of their galas. It's their new stadium that opened. We performed in front of the team and their family and friends, whatever. And Jennifer Hudson opened for us. And I was like, does nobody, nobody was freaking out. I'm like, does nobody know who this is? American Idol?
Yeah, hello.
And nobody was freaking out.
That's
but
crazy.
But me, I'm like.
Oh, please. I'm a big Dreamgirls fan. That Dreamgirls movie. And I'm telling you.
I've seen that cover so many times. I've never seen it though.
You've never seen the movie Dreamgirls?
No.
Oh, Zane. No. With Beyonce?
I know. I need to watch it.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Oh, I need to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Foxx. It's a great movie.
Is there anything still going on today, like TV show-wise, that parents are voting like through a phone?
Now everything's app.
Yeah,
everything's like
all
But there's still like live voting for winners? Like, is the voice...
I think they do texting. They do texting.
No, but
still.
Is the voice, like, done by the audience?
It's, like, people's choice.
Or is it the judges that
it's
choose?
Different. Well, I think one is by judges. One is, like, audience. It has a big say in it, too.
American Idol. Patricia's dad loves American Idol.
My mom would be... Redial.
Oh, it's American Idol.
Redial.
Heath, American Idol.
My mom is would vote up a storm. Texting. But, yeah, I remember American Idol, but I didn't know if they, like, had any, like, other...
Other ones that are texting, I don't think it's American like Idol is the most famous with like where you would send in your votes.
Where the people's like choice.
Love Island does it.
Who?
Oh, that's
Love Island.
We were talking about Love Island at the festival, and we're talking about how they on the show we talked about how they blew up. And imagine just like getting your phone back. And it's your phone, your Instagram page is just at
like,
3
how
million.
How do you know how to act? I was
telling her, like, imagine how fun it would have been to post that first picture.
Oh, yeah.
After the show. Ding. Just the high that they were all on for like months after. I'm like, oh.
I always feel like that kind of happens though with Bachelor people. The season that they come out of it, when they're walking around LA and stuff, they think they like they're always too cool for fucking school. And then Bachelor people, like after a couple seasons, are like, "Hey, nice to meet you. What's your name?"
Matt.
But and I'm
Matt,
not saying
I
that
know,
about Bachelor people
crazy.
I'm friends with. It's the Bachelor people that like I've observed.
It's
Bachelor
that,
people
Matt,
I know
it's
are
that
great.
World though where they wouldn't even give you a fucking time of
yes.
the day. And then it's just literally just a couple months later, they're just like, "Hey,
so yeah. what do you do?"
That's weird. You weren't acting like that when I was trying
just
to say.
Itching to talk
itching.
To you.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're yeah. I was hanging out with some Bachelor people, but they were so nice. But I remember like their seasons,
yeah, gotta,
and I'm like, you could wouldn't look me in the eye.
You didn't know. Like, you looked true me. You looked true me.
When you look me. Was it?
Oh, it was so funny. I felt so bad. We were walking through the festival, and there's times where like when we're walking fast trying to get somewhere, I try not to stop. If someone's like,
well, you lose your friends.
You just
it's
you
so
lose your friends.
Like,
yeah.
Get,
so I'm good at losing people quick because I will stop and turn around and my
and
eyes
just
don't work
gone.
Anymore.
Ugh.
So we're walking through and this girl just Zane. I'm like shit. I don't want to lose him. I was like Zane. And it got to the point where I was like, oh, this is like I have to stop.
They're following
I
me.
I have to stop. Yeah. I just got a hand. I'm like, fuck, I turned on TK.
Oh.
I felt like, I'm like, TK, I'm so sorry. We're just trying to walk through this.
Oh, no.
And I could tell she was just like, Zay, I can't believe that, like, you wouldn't say hi. I was like, no, I didn't know it was you. I just heard.
You
I just,
were just like, I
was just
didn't
walking.
Lose my
I'm
group.
Sorry. I felt really bad. I apologized like three times. Like, no, like, I'm sorry.
It is crazy with the sea of bodies how fast you can lose someone. Like
it's,
Patricia,
it's scary.
We were trying to get close to like find one of our friends and they were between two towers and we were kind of looking around and I go, just stay right here. I'm just going to walk just over here. Like I'm talking maybe 20 feet away.
It's like the beach.
And I'm like, I'm just going to loop right back. I do the loop and then I look back and I'm like, I have no clue where I am. And I could not find Patricia for the longest time. I'm like,
it's crazy
looking back through people.
But you know what? They've gotten so much better with the signal, the cell signal.
Yes.
For the past 3 years, I'm able to text, call, and it sends
photos
immediately.
Photos go through. Like,
it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
I do think they need to change the letters on the towers because the D looks like a B from far away. It needs.
They should just make them different colored lights. It's so easy.
Good point.
I'm by the blue pole, the pink pole.
Colorblind
that's
people.
True, yeah.
Ooh. Well, they, I'm sure there's a very small percentage.
But still, you still put the letter.
And it would still be
I wouldn't
it
leave
be
my colorblind friend.
Yeah. It should be a C. It should be the
all
letters
respect.
That look, when you look at it from far away, it's unmistakable what that letter is. Because I was like, we're near B6. And Patricia's like, it's a fucking D. And I'm
or,
like,
you know, they should do what like Universal does. Like, I'm by Jurassic Park.
Yes. Oh, right. Make it like a theme. Like
a Charlie XCX pole.
The Charlie XCX fucking pole.
It's like lime green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like different types of flowers or something. Or like we're near the star. There's a moon.
The cactus.
The blue dolphin.
Yeah.
And mind you, they do use like those interactions. What do you call those?
The art. Installations.
A lot of people use art installations to like meet up with people, but I feel like they need something more
identifiable
throughout the festival.
It's always
yeah.
great when you're near like somebody who has like a little totem pole, or like I was with this guy who had this neon mohawk, and we're and that lit up, and I go, we're right
Matt,
by the guy with the neon
every
mohawk.
Every time I see one of those things, in my head is like, oh, we'll do that next year, and you never do.
No. But then, and then the person moves, and you're like, I need you to stay here. I told Prince we were right next to you. You cannot
you
leave right
leave,
now.
Don't leave.
Please.
That's only if cell signal was not working at all, because you are so like your whole night is ruined when you don't have cell signal and you lose somebody. So fucked. But that VIP section was always the best place to meet up.
And it was great. You could walk around with drinks this year. I guess
in the middle, yeah, you can.
But there was no
outside of VIP.
You can walk out of VIP.
Throughout the festival, you can drink.
And there's no beer garden like things anymore. Like, or there are beer gardens, but you can legit just like get it and go. That was a big game changer. Yeah. Like in terms of not having to like binge drink in order to go somewhere else.
That is good that people aren't having to like chug their drinks and over consume if they wanted to just go out, you know.
I didn't see any like phone thievery or anything like that.
Well, you don't usually see it.
But I thought
there
was like one year where like tons of people's phones got stolen, and then they busted a person's backpack that was like filled with all the phones and like rolled up in foil.
I forgot about that
and stuff. Like I
feel like people are like much more protective on their phone now.
Oh yeah,
for their phones.
Oh, first year I came in with a fanny pack. Game changer.
Oh yeah,
I had portable chargers on me. I had hand sanitizer. I had
gum,
mints, everything. Somebody was like, do you have
just like a little
eye
rave
drops?
Mommy.
I was like, I do. I had little, I had everything, and I felt so good because I always thought it was.
You felt useful.
I felt yes. But I just always thought you could never bring anything in there.
Oh.
So it was just nice to finally like not have to worry about like if
Welcome
my phone
to
was going
to
die.
It's fine to have a friend that's wearing that fanny pack, but you don't want to have to wear it, like having to carry all that shit.
It felt good to
you
be the guy though.
You can't bring in like big liquids and aerosol sprays too. Like during VIP,
right.
They were just like no deodorants. And then people are like, Joan Malone, like they were getting perfumes, all of that stuff.
Oh, they couldn't bring in the perfumes.
Couldn't bring it in. Yeah. Oh, Patricia's shit. Like mini deodorant. Patricia saw they were
Why
taking
the
them.
Deodorant?
I don't know. Like aerosol, I guess you could like light it and becomes a flamethrower. I don't know.
It's okay.
Maybe that.
I don't know. Check on your fireworks first. Right. Yeah. To me, it's more dangerous than a thing of perfume.
Period.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our Coachella recap episode.
Our sixth one of our lives.
That's right. Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling, so you get an extended cut of every single episode. You also get early access. You get these episodes a few days early, ad-free. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Make sure to check it out.
You check out these episodes every Monday audio form and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you for watching. We love you so much. Peace and blessings. See you at Weekend 2 at Coachella. Mwah. We'll all be there. Mwah. Just kidding.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.